Good morning. Rain moved into interior New York and New England overnight. Some of the rain fell heavily at times during the overnight hours. Most of the steadiest rain is now lifting through the upper Hudson Valley and New England, while parts of the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the Catskills, and the Mohawk Valley begin to dry out a bit. Still a lot of clouds and scattered showers around for the morning drive, also areas of fog. Temperatures are starting out in the upper 30s to lower and middle 40s. With a decided break in the action and the rainfall becoming more scattered in nature, this will allow temperatures to climb into the lower to mid 50s on average for midday highs. At the same time, an occluded front is pivoting around the base of an upper level trough, and that will approach later today. The energy associated with this front acting on the available moisture will produce scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, some with heavier bursts of rain. With the heavier rainfall and added snow melt with the milder temperatures recently, flooding could be a concern across portions of the region starting later today and for the rest of the week. Any rainfall will start to wind down overnight tonight as lows drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s with areas of fog developing. And this trend will continue into tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and highs bouncing back into the upper 50s. Another storm taking a similar track will arrive for the day on Thursday with rain, perhaps heavy at times, and some thunderstorms possible, with temperatures making it up into the 50s. Leftover showers on Friday, otherwise cloudy in the lower 50s. Then as this whole system lifts out, we'll be left with just a couple of showers on Saturday to start the weekend, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs around 50 degrees. At this point, a ridge of high pressure will build back into the region for the second half of the weekend and beginning of next week, and will be on a warming trend with mostly sunny skies Sunday in the upper 50s and bouncing into the mid-60s by Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms in portions of northeastern Oklahoma, southeastern Kansas, and far southwestern Missouri. And also an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms in portions of southeastern Mississippi and southwestern Alabama. Strengthening flow aloft will commence across the plains with the approach of a mid-level disturbance. Forcing for ascent associated with the approaching trough, convergence along the nose of a 30 to 40 knot low-level jet streak, and adequate instability with the heating of the day will all foster the development of scattered thunderstorms with mostly a severe hail risk. Closer to the Gulf Coast, low 70s dew points will produce moderate instability in portions of the region in a strongly sheared air mass. Subtle height falls associated with the approaching mid-level disturbance, broad warm sector confluence, and convergence along a nearby warm front will foster the development of a few thunderstorms here that will spread northeastward toward the evening and overnight. In this region, all modes of severe weather are possible, along with the potential for a few tornadoes. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, 19 degrees on a south-southeast wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 7 miles visibility and light rain, 45 degrees, the dew point 41, 86% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.69 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, mid-60s. Boston rain, lower 40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible, and temperatures falling through the 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature, 46. That's 3 degrees above normal. A trace of rainfall yesterday, no snow, 2/10 of an inch of snow for the month, which is 2/10 of an inch below normal, and 60.8 inches for the season, which is 2.5 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 33, the record high, 79, set in 1950, and the record low, 14, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:25 p.m. 12 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with off and on rain today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Scattered showers and areas of fog tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 50s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-50s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 50s. Scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s, more rain Thursday, perhaps a thunderstorm, mid-50s, scattered showers Friday, lower 50s, mostly cloudy, the risk of a shower Saturday around 50, mostly sunny, upper 50s Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.